To have you here. This is truly a special ceremony. We are happy you are here to help us honor these outstanding Silver Streak athletes, broadcasters, and football team. A special welcome to those listening worldwide on the internet. First, I'd like to introduce to you some special people that are going to help me tonight. First, representing the Galesburg High School Board of Education, District 205, Dr. Barry Swanson. Next, Galesburg High School Principal, Dr. Tom Childs. Galesburg High School Athletic Director, Mr. Ralph Henning. And Galesburg Booster Club President, Mr. Mark McMahon. Every year at this time, we have a reunion of sorts here at GHS. We call it the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame Ceremony. Each year, we invite different people to this reunion. Star athletes, teams, friends of GHS sports that were part of the fabric of Galesburg and part of what has made Galesburg great. Most communities and schools don't have this reunion, and those that do don't have the historical perspective that we have here in Galesburg. Is it good? We think so. As you entered this evening, you should have received a copy of the program booklet. If you did not, you can receive a copy as you leave. In this booklet lists the members of the selection committee and the procedure that is used to select the individuals or teams for the Athletic Hall of Fame. The selection committee is made up of 16 members considering candidates from the pre-1970 year as well as candidates from 1970 to the present. As noted in the program, the tradition of excellence at Galesburg High School Athletics is known across the Midwest, the United States, and the world. And believe me, they're listening around the world. The achievements of those honored here this evening exemplify the best on the court or field of play and display the true spirit of athletics at Galesburg High School. Also listed in the program are the names of past inductees and their athletic accomplishments. Every effort has been made to make this as accurate as possible. My thanks to Albert and Elbert Kimbrough, to Tom Wilson, to Jerry Albright, to Jeff Holt, to Zach Thiel, and to friends and family of the inductees for their help in assembling the historical facts and statistics of each of our inductees this evening. Let me say that this committee has over the past year considered dozens of potential Hall of Fame candidates. And to reduce that list to 9 is almost an impossible task. Each of you in attendance today can remember a star athlete and question why he or she is not included. This year, the committee placed an emphasis on multi-sport athletes, not to slight any one athlete, only to recognize the accomplishments of those who excelled in the multi-sport arena. The committee would also like to encourage more participation from you, the public, nominating candidates for Hall of Fame consideration. The committee would be especially receptive to candidates nominated by a non-family member and accompanied by statistical support of the candidate's career. This evening, we install 7 athletes, a broadcast team, and a football team. All extraordinarily outstanding who have waited 10, 15, 20 years for induction. Our first inductee this evening is from the pre-1970 era, affectionately called the Old Timers category. Our first inductee from the Veterans category covering athletes through 1969 is Ted Olson. Ted is a member of the GHS class of 1959. He was an outstanding two-sport athlete. Ted was an important member of the Silver Streaks 58-59 basketball team that finished 29 wins, 2 losses, and 3rd place in the state, used primarily as a guard. But Ted's greatest accomplishments came as an end on the Silver Streaks 6-2 football squad in 1958. Ted was selected first team all conference as an end on the 58 football squad. Ted was also named All-State by several newspapers, including the Chicago Daily News, the Champaign Gazette, and he was named National High School All-American. Ted is retired. He lives in Galesburg, is married to Rose, has 4 children, 3 grandchildren. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Ted Olson. Our second inductee from the veterans category is Eldon Arnold. Eldon is a member of the class of GHS class of 1962. Eldon was an outstanding two-sport athlete at GHS. Eldon was massive for his time, 6'4", 240 pounds as a tackle for the Silver Streaks that went 7-2 his senior year. He was all-conference, he was named several all-state teams, and was also named to the National All-American High School team as a senior. He received a football scholarship from all over the country, but elected to attend Iowa State University. He later attended Parsons College. Eldon was also a tremendous heavyweight wrestler, just because of his sheer size. Eldon would dominate most of his opponents. He was big, fast, smart, and he only lost one match his senior year, and he was injured just before the tournament, or he probably would have gone much further in the wrestling tournament. I can attest to his speed because, if you'll indulge a personal comment, we were on a couple of teams together, and I was asked to help Eldon stay in shape, and I was given a half a lead on the hallway up in the front, and he ran me down after one run around the gym. Not that I was any threat to Bob Hayes, but he could run too. Eldon's career is also a great story. He started his working career on the floor at Caterpillar Tractor and earned his way up to the top, the president and CEO of the Caterpillar Employees Federal Credit Union, CEFQ. Eldon retired after 41 years at Caterpillar and CEFQ. He lives in Peoria. He's been married for 45 years to GHS class of 62 Bev. He has 2 sons and 8 grandchildren. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Eldon Arnold. Our final inductee this evening from the veterans group is Reuben Triplett. Representing Reuben Triplett tonight is Andrew Theory, his cousin. Reuben Triplett was an outstanding baseball player. He was a first baseman and a pitcher. Because of his imposing size, 6'8", Reuben was a big target at first base, and on the mound, not many people looked forward to facing Reuben. Interestingly, Coach Jerry Albright tells the story of Reuben on his way to baseball practice, high jumping over 6 feet, and he wasn't even on the track team. But basketball and Reuben were like hand and glove. Reuben was a two-time All-Stater for Coach John Thiel's Silver Streaks. The 1968-69 squad finished 25-2, and he played in the state Elite Eight tournament. He was a great offensive threat, and defensively, not many opponents made it close to the basket. Reuben went on to prestigious Southern Methodist University, where he became the first African-American player to play for SMU, averaging 15 points a game. I have a picture of him. If anyone would like to see this, I'll have it available after the ceremony. SMU was the co-champion of the Southwest Conference in 1973, and Reuben was selected All-Southwest Conference that year. Reuben later played in the Pizza Hut College All-Star Game with players like Doug Collins and Nick Weatherspoon from Illinois. Reuben was unfortunately shot and killed during a home invasion in Dallas, bringing to an end a very promising athletic career. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Reuben Triplett. Our first inductee from the recent category, or current category, is Joe Sweetland. Joe is a member of the GHS class of 1974. As you can see, Joe is a big, bruising 6'6", 220-pound forward who'd battle you for a rebound, but he also had the speed and quickness to score on nearly any opponent. Joe was a three-year starter for the Silver Streaks. You see, 6'6" and 220-pound forwards don't come along very often in Galesburg. He averaged 22 points per game, 12 rebounds per game as a senior for the Streaks that went 16-7. As a senior, Joe was selected first-team All-State by the Chicago Daily News. For his Silver Streak career, Joe scored more than 1,000 points. At that point, GHS was a three-year high school. Joe went on to an outstanding career at Southern Methodist University, major college basketball on a basketball scholarship, retaining the Galesburg connection at SMU of Triplett, Thiel, and Tosinski. Joe currently lives in Allen, Texas. He's in land development and real estate investment. Joe, I've got a special program from your friend Zach Thiel. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Joe Sweetland. Our next inductee from the modern era is Clay Britton. Clay is a member of the GHS class of 1980. Clay measured about 6'3", which is not huge for a low post player, but Clay had had explosive leaping ability. He could sky. He was quick. As a senior, he led the Western Big Six in scoring, averaging more than 20 points per game and outscoring the Quincy tandem of Bruce Douglas and Michael Payne. Clay earned second team All-State his senior year and went on to play equally well at Lincoln Junior College, earning first team All-State, and at Quincy University, averaging 22 points per game and earning NAIA regional honors. Clay, like many athletes, made the best of his Silver Streak coaching, being molded and transformed into a focused, determined team player with outstanding individual statistics. Clay has spent 22 years as career military in the United States Army, including non-commissioned officer of the year in 2003. Clay was deployed in Iraq in 1990. Clay currently lives in Savannah, Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Clay Britton. Our next inductee is Casey Piggy. Casey is a member of the GHS class of 1981 and was a standout two-sport athlete for the Silver Streaks, earning All-State honors in both basketball and baseball. At 5'9", Casey had to be fundamentally solid and mentally focused to outplay his opponent, and he did just exactly that. Casey was the quarterback on the basketball team that went 21-6 in 79-80 and 15-12 in 80-81. But Casey's favorite sport was baseball. Casey was the team leader and a tough out. He was a line drive hitter and had the ability to actually carry his team to victory. Coach Gary Brewington called Casey the second best hitter he ever coached. He played third base and had a good glove. Casey went on to play college ball at Southeastern Illinois College and at Carl Sandburg College, where he earned all conference selection at CSC. Casey is a teacher, a PE teacher in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with 19 years experience. He's married to Ricky. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Casey Piggy. Our final inductee for the recent category is Sarah Larson. Sarah is the member of the GHS class of 1999, a three-year starter, possibly the most dominant female basketball player in Streaks history. For her career, Sarah holds streak career records for most games played, most points, most rebounds, most free throws. Her senior year, the Streaks finished 33-2 and placed second at state. Sarah averaged 22.6 points per game. Coach Evan Massey stated that the 5'11" forward was one of the best players he ever coached. Sarah could totally dominate games. Too big for guards to guard, too quick for post players to guard. She could play outside, she could play inside. How many people, just out of curiosity, how many people were at the state tournament game in Bloomington against Loyola Academy? Raise your hand. That's what I call the day GHS basketball stopped for 1 second. Because everybody else stopped, but Sarah was still working to grab a ball that was headed out of bounds, positioned herself, and shot the winning shot at the buzzer to beat number one ranked Loyola Academy. GHS fans went nuts. Arena fans went nuts. It was simply electric. It was unforgettable. Some of you might see some of the commercials on TV and some of the area where they can do with computer, they can move people around and make somebody else move in the background. That's what you feel. It was quiet before Sarah hit the shot. It went in and it was bedlam after that. Sarah played college ball at SIU Edwardsville. Today, Sarah is a corporate account manager for Gold's Gym in St. Louis, Missouri. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Sarah Larson.
all three of them at the same time.
Our next inductees under the category Friends of GHS Sports are three broadcasters, Rob Strack, Tom Wilson, and Jimmy Carr. Most Silver Streak opponents' athletic teams have very little media coverage. At the Western Big Six Conference media events, opposing coaches drool at three newspapers and two radio stations covering every Streak's game and Streak's athletes. There is virtually no football, basketball, or baseball radio coverage for high school sports in the Quad Cities or Peoria. In Galesburg, we tune in regularly. Tonight, we recognize three of the best in Illinois who have covered the Streaks for years and are recognized around the state as quality broadcasters. Rob Strack arrived in Galesburg in August of 1976 as the morning man and play-by-play announcer at WGIL. And that was the start of 30 years of calling Silver Streaks football, basketball, and baseball. Rob's partner for the 1976 Streaks football season and for many years to come was Tom Wilson. And Rob's partner for basketball in the 1976 season and for many years to come was Jimmy Carr. Rob continued at WGIL until 1987 when he moved to WAIK. And at WAIK, he was the only Galesburg broadcaster to announce a state championship team, the 1988 Silver Streaks Baseball Championship, when we beat we blew out Barrington 21-4. That was a good game to announce. Rob moved to Decatur in the fall of 1990, but returned to WAIK in the spring of 92, where again he covered Streak sports with Tom Wilson and Jimmy Carr, amongst others, and finally retired from broadcasting in 2008, although he stays close to high school sports covering area teams for the Register Mail. Tom Wilson has covered Silver Streak sports for five decades, beginning in 1966. Tom also covered the Streaks on both WGIL and WAIK, as well as telecasting, cable TV, and writing for the Register Mail. Tom was especially good with quality halftime interviews. It seems as though he knew almost everyone to interview. He even interviewed the devil, make that the Blue Devil in Quincy. Tom most recently broadcast, most recent broadcast was announcing the Streaks' exciting last second football victory just this past fall at Dunlap. Tom worked with such notable announcers as Bill Pearson, Roger Coleman, Claude Piggy, Tom Meredith, Jim Wyman, Julie Kirkpatrick, and yes, Barry Swanson. Tom was also the play-by-play announcer for the first GHS girls game ever broadcast on local radio in 1977. Tom actually has worked 43 years as a color man analyst and has had fun the entire time, especially the state tournament in the early 2000s. Tom is part of, has been part of broadcasting for over 1,000 athletic events and conducted more than 2,500 interviews. He is currently writing a book on GHS boys basketball. And Jimmy Carr, the starting guard on the Silver Streaks 58-59 third place Silver Streaks basketball team, teaming with Hall of Famers Odie Cowan, Bumpy Nixon, Dave Cox, and Ralph Cannon, plus Dick Nichols and Ted Olson. The 58-59 Streaks basketball was good, very good, at one point number one in the state. When Jimmy returned from college, he was hired in sales at WGIL. But when Bill Pearson asked if he would help announce Streaks basketball games in the late 1960s, Jimmy said yes. And that started nearly 40 years, five decades of covering Silver Streaks games on WGIL and WAIK, where he'll announce another game this evening. Interestingly, Coach John Thiel suggested to WGIL that Jimmy would be a good radio basketball color man. He was so right, even though Jimmy is colorblind. Tom Wilson didn't know everybody of interest, but Jimmy picked them up if there was anybody left out there to be interviewed. All three are huge boosters of Galesburg Silver Streak sports. Some people call them homers. Others call them hoping that the Streaks would win very strongly.
Okay.
Sorry that the tape wasn't quite as good. Hopefully you could hear that. One final thing that I want to tell you about. When these guys went on the road at opposing sites, there was always panic at the concession stand and the hospitality room because they at one point rated popcorn and sandwich quality around the schedule. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Broadcaster Hall of Fame, Rob Strack, Tom Wilson, and Jimmy Carr. Our final inductee this evening is from the team category, the 1966 Galesburg football team. The mid-1950s through the 1960s might have been the premier elite years for GHS football history. Outstanding individual players playing within the team concept, and did it work? Starting 2 years earlier, this 1966 team developed into a scoring machine led by Hall of Famers Louis Dave Nichols and Jerry Cato and All-Staters Jim Buckner and Phil Gustafson. Legendary coach Cliff Van Dyke may have saved his best coaching for the end of his career. The 66 team went 8-1 for the season, losing only to Blue Island Eisenhower and earning the Illini Conference Championship. This team was an offensive powerhouse. They scored 30 points or more twice. They scored 40 points or more three times, and they scored 67 points against Peoria Woodruff. Defensively, they held their opponents scoreless or in single digits five of their nine games, facing teams like Richwoods, Pekin, Quincy, and Peoria Central. Cliff Van Dyke was the head coach. He was assisted by R.E. Wallace, Bob Johns, George Lundeen, and Hal DeVore. We have members of the team who have returned to help celebrate this great event. And I'm going to introduce to you first people that are going to represent people that are either deceased or not here at the, unable to attend this evening. First, Phil Gustafson is represented by his son, Christian Gustafson. Mick Tate is deceased, but he's represented by his widow, Linda Tate. Kenton Bowles is represented by Christopher Bowles. Mike Grain is represented by Steve Bryant. Dave Downard is represented by Alan Alterman. Lauren Wright and Don Lipsky are represented by John Hallam. And Lipsky, yes. Now, those teammates that are here. First, Hall of Famer from Winnebago, Illinois, uniform number 24, Dave Nichols. From Lake Elsinore, California, Jeff White, number 25. From Galesburg, number 27, Frank Pesey. From St. Charles, Illinois, number 30, Tom Stewart. From Galesburg, Illinois, Hall of Famer, number 32, Jerry Cato. From Galesburg, Illinois, number 35, Dave Litvin. From Galesburg, Illinois, number 36, Coach Gary Wager. From Galesburg, Illinois, number 37, John Huff. From Urbandale, Iowa, number 40, Gary Johnson. From Chattanooga, Tennessee, number 55, John Cook. From Seattle, Washington, number 57, Larry Anderson. From Galesburg, Illinois, number 60, Dave Bloom. From Mackinac, Illinois, number 65, Dave Hebenstreet. From Overland Park, Kansas, number 66, Jim Krebs. From Galesburg, Illinois, number 85, John Hallam. From Galesburg, Illinois, number 94, Bob Weaver. And from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, number 75, Chris Lear. Ladies and gentlemen, the 1966 GHS boys football team. We invite you to see the new plaques in our Hall of Fame case outside Thiel Gym. This concludes the Hall of Fame ceremony. Thank you for attention. Now let's play some more Silver Streaks basketball.
And that's Dick Lindstrom wrapping up the newest class of Gale.